You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. This morning we continue our discussion on addiction with Brian Cuban. He is the younger brother of billionaire Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks NBA team and star of the popular TV show Shark Tank. By all appearances, Brian Cuban had it all: education, successful career, a winning personality. But for years he was hiding a secret life of addiction that almost led him to suicide. He's written a book, Shattered Image, that delves into his struggle with eating disorders, body dysmorphic disorder, and the stigma of addiction. He'll be coming to Shreveport next Wednesday as featured speaker at the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse of Northwest Louisiana's annual dinner. The road to addiction has many beginnings. For Brian Cuban, it started with body shaming at an early age.
It goes back to childhood. I was a very shy child, very withdrawn. Someone who internalized anything negative that was said to him. And unfortunately, I also had a difficult relationship with my mother. And I say this not to blame my mother, because parents do not cause eating disorders. Parents do not cause body dysmorphic disorder. Parents do not cause addiction. But it's part of the environment. And there was a lot of fat shaming in my household. My mom used to call me a fat pig. As her mother had said to her, these things are often handed down generationally. And I was bullied at school over my weight. I was a heavy kid. I was even physically assaulted. And all of these things kind of came together to create the perfect storm of body dysmorphic disorder.
So you had body dysmorphic disorder. Brian, give us a sense of history as to your journey into addiction. What happened next?
Yeah, it started as an eating disorder as a freshman at Penn State. I became anorexic at a time when really there wasn't much talk about eating disorders at all back in the late 70s. I transitioned into bulimia, and I did not go into recovery for bulimia until 2007. So I was bulimic for many, many years. And then I transitioned to alcohol and then to cocaine. And it was kind of a behavioral wheel. All of these things where I was kind of searching for something that would make me feel loved and accepted and see something, quote unquote, normal in the mirror.
Now, when people read your biography, I mean, you don't fit the, I guess, the profile that many people have in their minds of someone who's addicted or has issues such as that. I mean, after all, you're an intelligent guy. Your background is, by all appearances, quite successful, and yet still you had this difficulty. Tell us about that.
Sure. And what you just did was illustrate the stigma of addiction. Addiction cuts across all demographics. It cuts across all financial, socioeconomic. It doesn't discriminate based on your successes, your failures. Look, I get it all the time, especially in social media. You know, a lot of people know my brother is Mark Cuban. Your brother's a billionaire. What problems could you have? I mean, it's silly. Look at all the different people who have suffered from addiction, and it has no pattern to who is affected. You know, it can hit anyone.
So, Brian, what is the takeaway you want people to understand after hearing your story?
That recovery is possible. For anyone, recovery is possible. We have a saying, as long as you were above ground, full recovery is possible.
That was Brian Cuban, who will speak at the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse of Northwest Louisiana's annual dinner in Shreveport this coming Wednesday, October 5th. For more information about counseling for addictive disease or about this event, there's a web link on redriverradio.org. This is Chuck Smith for the Red River Radio News Network.